So I guess people that aren't here live will just have to wait. It is what it is, huh? Okay, that's okay. Oh, I think it did it. I fixed it. Am I a tech genius? What is happening? Okay, so that is that. Now I just got to get slides up and we're gonna rock and roll. And I'm gonna go fast because I'll be honest with you guys. I tried to edit this slide deck down and it's still pretty long. It's not 100 slides long, but it's not the most brief presentation I've ever done in my life, but I just couldn't edit it down anymore. I kept trying to take stuff out and I was like, make it simpler, like make it simpler. But I was like, I feel like, what if they need this? I feel like they might need this. I feel like there's people on here that might need this. So I'm gonna just give you the whole thing. I'm sure you guys will be fine with that, right? It's all about productivity, getting shit done, following your plan, execution. It's really like the key to like making money as an entrepreneur, I think. So I think you guys will be pleased. It's really good content. I couldn't get it down anymore. It's not that bad. It's 33 slides. So it's not like, I mean, I've literally was looking at some of my old presentations we've done on these live events, and you guys are like, the people that have been with me for a long time, y'all are like so dear to my heart because some of those slide decks were like hundreds of slides. And I was like, what was happening? I was just going live for like 3 hours at a time, and people were coming. And we were like, yeah, let's do 200 slides. Like, that's not insane. And no one ever was like, hey, Faith, like, you really need to like work on like making these more brief. Y'all were just like, yeah, we're here for it. So I do appreciate you guys. So let's see. I'm gonna get the slides up and we're gonna do this. We're gonna get through this. Oh, I got a Notion board for you. Let me see. Let me see. Can somebody just copy the link for the Notion in the chat in case there's late people that need it? Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you. And then I need to put you guys back here. I don't know why it always moves all my windows around, but it does. All right, it's day three. I can't believe this is our last workshop. So the first night we talked about sales. We picked your sales dates. You decided your limited time offers. We picked dates for those sales. Those are still real dates. There's still, does anybody feel like, oh, maybe I could move it? Who's had this thought? Maybe I don't, maybe I could, maybe I could do it next quarter. I would really try to keep your brain on there about like, let's do these sales. Like, let's just run it and see what happens. I told someone in the mastermind the other day, I was like, you know, you'll either get what you want and you'll make the sales, or you'll get some really good lessons to help you make the sales next time. So it's all good either way. And even if you have a $0 launch, the worst thing that happens is you have the outcome you have right now. It's just like nobody's buying now. And if you do a sale and nobody buys, same outcome. That's it, right? The only thing you have to manage is your brain. You guys see the slides, right? Give me like a thumbs up. Okay, let's do this. I'm gonna rock and roll so I don't keep you guys all night. I don't think we're gonna do coaching tonight because I have kind of extensive homework for you. Not like extensive, but it's a little more time consuming. And I wanna make sure you guys do it. So I think I'm gonna just give you extra homework time. Yeah, I put a note on here. Faith, give them the Notion link. Done. Thank you, Past Faith. Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about executing your plans. So, what I do not want is people to make plans for their business on these calls and then forget about it. It goes in a drawer and you don't do it. Like, that is not what we are here to do. Okay. Please, 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 please. If you come in the mastermind, you'll be with us and we'll all execute our quarterly plans together. We do monthly challenges. We do live calls. We do coaching. We do all kinds of stuff to try to keep you focused on your 90-day plan so you can go all the way to the end. So, if you want extra support, you can come in the mastermind. If you're still not going to be on your own next quarter, that's okay. Like, still stay on the call. I'm going to give you as much as I can to help you. It's going to be harder by yourself, but that doesn't mean you can't do it, right? You can do it. If you need to save that money, I got you. I'm going to help you and give you the tools so you can get through the next 90 days by yourself in your business and stick to your plan. Okay. March 31st, which is Sunday at midnight, the replays are coming down. So if you didn't buy VIP and you want to rewatch parts, if you got coached and you want to rewatch your coaching or someone else's coaching, if you want to take notes, do all of that because it's coming down Sunday. And we have the timer and everything. I figured out how to set the timers up to actually make the pages expire. So some of you guys know I'm slow when I'm in charge of things and I run the launches. So some of you guys know in the past, the pages would stay up longer and stuff, but I figured it out. So it's actually coming down on Sunday. Okay. If you're in the mastermind, you'll get all the replays. You don't have to worry about that. And then the score sheets. So last call for points. Please don't make your coaches hunt you down. Like, please help them keep those score sheets updated. And then we're going to be pulling the scores off of them first thing Monday morning when we come in the office to get ready for that live stream and award ceremony later in the day. Okay. So wrap up your challenges, wrap up your stuff, wrap up your raffle entries. Sunday is last call for everything. On Monday, I'm going to go live in the group and we'll do an award ceremony, which is always really fun. We'll announce the winner. I haven't said too much about this for the mastermind, but I have a bonus for you that you're going to really, really like. This was supposed to be a high-end program. I'm not just saying this. This was going to be a high-end program. I feel like I'm this sound like I'm making this up. It's going to be a high-end program we were going to launch. And I decided to scale Creator Camp instead. And so I've had this other thing sitting and I haven't known what to do with it. And I had a really good idea for what we're going to do. And you guys are going to get it. We're going to sell tickets, but in the mastermind, you guys will get it for free. And I'll tell you what it is on Monday. So be excited. If you're a mastermind member, you know I try to hook y'all up. So you guys will get that on Monday. Please stay muted. I have ADHD. It is distracting. You guys have done great with that. And then type breakthroughs in the chat as we go through these slides and share aha moments you have. I have a special offer for you guys at the end. Just this is only something we can do for new members. I don't know. Some of you guys in the master, I don't know. I'll explain what it is when we get there. But if you've never been in the mastermind, this is like the best deal I feel like you could possibly get for the mastermind. It's crazy. So I'll tell you about it. I'm not going to be pitching it in the launch. This is like a extra special thing only here on the call for people on this call. Okay. So it's not going to be something you guys are going to see next week. It's not going to be something you see around. It's not part of the launch. It's like an extra thing I decided to put together for you guys. So prizes, we've got prizes for the team. I just want to put the reminder out there. The grand prize package is looking pretty good. You get a coaching call with me and your team. You get to submit, everybody on their team gets to submit a sales page or something for me to review. I'll make a Loom video for you. You get 3 months access to the Business Breakthroughs Academy, which is my $300 business course. You get a 30-day trial to the Becoming Boss Mastermind. So everybody on your team gets to come be in the mastermind with us for a month. And then current mastermind members, you guys will get an upgrade on your plan. And I'm telling you guys have a really good chance of winning. Like there are a lot of people that signed up. You guys are like the cream of the crop here live, let me tell you, because there are 600 people that signed up for this event. Only 200 of them made it into the Facebook group, right? And then out of those 200, only an even smaller amount made it onto Teams. So if you're on a team, you have a really good chance of winning. So I'm just saying, there's a very good chance that you guys, one of you guys on this call will be taking home that package. So stay in the game, go all the way to the end. I also have raffle prizes if you're not on a team. So last time I said, if you're not on a team, you can still do the challenges. And do use hashtag raffle entry. And my team will compile all of those and we'll do some of the, you guys ever been on the event where we do the wheel? We'll do some of the wheel and we'll raffle some stuff off. And so I have some of my favorite books and planners and some of my courses and stuff, and we'll give that stuff away at the award ceremony. So if you're not on a team, you're not off the hook. You should still do the challenges. And not that many people have entered this. So you have a really good chance of entering. If one of you goes crazy and like does all the challenges, you're going to be in good shape for that raffle. There's not that many raffle ticket entries. So everybody, let's get on it. Okay. So this is the checklist for training three. I also put it in the Notion dashboard and we'll also post it in the challenges in the Facebook group. But we want to make a good, solid action plan. I'm going to go through all of this in the slides. So if you don't know what this is, don't worry. We're going to make a system. I said you can fire your brain. We're going to make systems for organizing so good you can fire your brain. We're going to create a weekly content plan and we're going to create a belief plan. And I'm going to take you through all of that in the slide deck. Now, I really want you guys to have a good execution plan for getting this stuff done. So I said there's two modes, right? There's boss mode and there's baby business owner mode. Is that rude if I call you guys baby business owners? Is that like offensive? Do I need to come up with a nice, what do we call you guys? There's boss mode, which is like we're getting shit done. We're getting lessons, we're getting data, we're moving forward, we're growing our audience, we're launching things, we're staying in our plan, right? So we're testing things, evaluating results, staying in your own business. Who spent a lot of time this last quarter in other people's business? We say this in the mastermind all the time. I heard this from Byron Katie. I didn't make it up, but I love it. But she always says, stay out of other people's business, which is like, what are they going to think about this? Are they going to like it? Are they not going to like it? Are they going to think this? Are they going to think that? What are they going to think when they read it? What are they going to think if I send too many emails? Like, that's other people's business. So we're like, stay out of other people's business and stay out of God's business. We're like, God's business is like, when is it going to happen? Is it going to work? Is it going to be, it's like, that's not up to you. Stay out of God's business, stay out of other people's business, right? So when we're in boss mode, we're staying in our own goddamn business. Minimal drama, finding the answers inside of ourselves, right? So we're not, who crowdsources all the time, right? Who's like, what do you think about this? Right? I do this. I find myself doing this too sometimes, right? It's like, I just want to, what do you think about this? Right? When we're in boss mode, we're like really looking at our business and ourselves and pulling the answers out of our own brain, not like going to someone else. My friend Allison Reeves made a really fucking good post about this on Instagram, if anybody follows her, but she was talking about all this money she spent trying to hire consultants and hiring other people to scale her business and build her business. And that when she actually shifted and started doing the mindset work and more spiritual work, her business actually grew a lot faster because she started, instead of trying to find somebody else to tell her what to do with her business or tell her how to fix it, she started like being more empowered and making decisions for herself. So shout out to Allison. She's a co-coach in the mastermind. You get one call with her a month. If anybody knows Allison, she's awesome. And she's a friend of mine. So go follow her Instagram. Shout out Allison. And then we're making decisions quickly. Who spends way too long making decisions, right? So this is like, this can be like quicksand for your business where it's like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should we move to Kajabi? Should we do this other program? Who's like debates programs? I do this a lot with programs where it's like, should we go on this one or that one? Or this one or that one? And it's so funny when we do this with tech stuff, because I can tell you right now, that shit changes all the time. And in a month, you could do all the research in the world. And 2 weeks from now, there could be something completely different that wasn't even an option right now. And we're going to see more and more of that with AI. I think a lot of these tech platforms are going to be changing. So it's just always like best to make a decision, the best decision you can at the time, and keep it moving and not spend a ton of time debating the perfect decisions. That way we can keep the momentum going. And then high execution on high ROI tasks. And then baby business owner mode is like where we're spending all that time debating what to do. We're overconsuming. Who's doing a lot of overconsuming in Q1? Where you like start watching all the courses, you start listening to all the podcasts, you start, I'm going to talk a lot about that in this today, but you know, it's hard as a business owner because the learning curve is so steep and there is a lot of stuff you guys need to learn and a lot of education you need. But to be honest, a lot of it is like swimming. A lot of it, you need to learn by doing it, not by thinking about doing it or hearing about doing it or listening to people talk about doing it. A lot of us need to be swimming a lot more laps in the pool, right? And reading about swimming doesn't count as your laps. It's not going to actually make you any faster, right? So it's like, it's good information to have, but you've got to get those reps in. Thinking about what other people are thinking, right? That's what I was saying about like being in other people's business. What are they going to think if I post this? What are they going to think when they read this email? Just not a good use of your time, right? I'm always like, all money when you're an entrepreneur is created from your brain. All money is created from coming up with new solutions to problems people have and then marketing them. And all of that is created with your brain, right? So all money is created from your brain when you're an entrepreneur. And we've got to be very, very diligent about what we're using our brain to do in our business, right? Thinking about what other people are thinking is just not a good use of usually of time and energy for us. And it can be a huge energy leak, right? Energy and time suck. And then avoiding high ROI tasks. Sometimes we'll even know what we need to do. We'll kind of know what the next step is. And then we'll psych ourselves out, right? Or we'll feel like maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I'm not ready, or maybe it's not the right time. Who does this one? Maybe it's not the right time. I should wait like a couple more months. I was coaching someone on this recently. It was actually a really hard coaching session. It's like been a longtime client of mine that has a lot of health issues. And I was talking to them and you know, they were like, I think I'm going to wait, you know, till next quarter. And I was like, I hate to say this to you, but I was like, there's no guarantee that you're going to be better. Like, there's no guarantee that things aren't going to be worse. There's no guarantee that some other worse thing besides the health stuff isn't going to happen. Like, there's no, like, a lot of times we think, like, oh, it's going to be like better over there. But, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm a strategic pessimist in business. So I just always expect things to be harder, things to be worse, things to be more expensive. Like, I just always kind of expect that, right? And I'm like, and it's okay. Like, I'm like, life is supposed to be hard sometimes. That's not a problem. It's okay. Right. It's going to be hard sometimes for everybody. So I'm like, you know, sometimes it's my turn for it to be hard. But the problem is, because we're in human bodies with human brains, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And we don't know when those hard times are always coming. Right. So a lot of times, most of the times, the most difficult seasons of life are unexpected. So a lot of times when we are glamorizing the future of like when it's going to be so the perfect time for me to make my product when the kids go back to school next quarter, and then COVID happens and your kids are home all year. Right. Like, we just don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of times when we think, like, oh, it's going to be better in the future, I'm like, that we don't know that. Right. So we've got to always expect this is the best time because it very well could be. Right. It very well could be the best time that we get. That sounds like maybe a little negative, but I don't know. That really keeps me grounded and moving now because I think our brains like to do that. I think our brains like to be like part of the conserving energy is like, it'll for sure be better if we wait. Like, we don't need to do it now, right? It'll for sure be better in the future. And it's like, well, maybe not, right? It's like you want to take that risk. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And then over fixating on tasks that have a low return. These are my people that are like in Canva all the time. Y'all are making graphics. Y'all are changing colors. Y'all are looking at fonts. I know. Oh, organizing. We're like learning new organizing apps. What else? There's lots of different ways we do this, right? We kind of have our favorite. A lot of times we have like our favorite little procrastination tasks. You guys put in the chat, what's your like favorite low ROI task that you spend time doing? So after coaching hundreds of people, I saw a few main differences between people who end up creating a profitable business and those who don't. And I want to go through these really quickly with you guys before we get into kind of the meat of this. I really believe successful entrepreneurs have a high output. Okay. Now, when I say this, a lot of times people confuse what I say and they're like, high output. That means I need to work all the time. I'm like, no, time and output are not linked. Right. Because we could have one person that works 2 hours to write an email, and we could have someone else write an email in 10 minutes, and their output is the same. You guys, a lot of times that 2 hour long email is not higher quality. A lot of times the results are not 2 hours worth of difference, right? I really suggest if you guys are new entrepreneurs and you're trying to figure out, a lot of times people ask me, how do I figure out what the high ROI tasks are? They're like, I don't know what I should be focusing on. I always recommend you guys track your time. Matt, my boyfriend's actually doing this right now with his job. I was like, you should track your time. So he got Toggle, right? And he's like tracking his time. Toggle's free. It's just a time tracker. Track your time and then submit your time sheet to yourself. So like every week, my team, they submit their time sheets to me, right? They're like, this is how much you owe me, and this is why. I'm like, great. So let me look, right? And I have to look at their time sheets and make sure, you know, I'm paying them this much per hour. I have to go through an audit, like, are all these tasks worth this money we're paying, right? And this is good for you guys to do with your own time sheets. If you don't have a team yet, you should audit your own time and then ask yourself, like, would I pay a VA $20 to do this? Would I pay a VA $20 to pick fonts for an hour? Would I pay a VA like 20 minutes to change the background on all of the graphics? Like, and if the answer is no, like, your time is worth way more than a VA, right? Because you're the CEO and the only one that can really drive the vision of the business forward. So your time is arguably worth a lot more than what you would pay the VA, 20, 30 bucks. If you would not pay someone 30 bucks to do it, you should not be doing it, right? And you would probably be a lot more selective with the tasks that actually need done if we were paying money for them. So I think it's just a good exercise to look at what you're doing, right? And then evaluate. But successful entrepreneurs have a high output. This means like things you're actually creating. So output is like writing emails, making content, making products you can sell, making your website, like actual creating actual assets like out that you can resell and use to make money for a long time, creating actual content, putting out in the world, right? Consuming doesn't count. Let that sit for a second. So a lot of times when people come to me, They'll come on a coaching call for them in the mastermind for the first time, and they'll be very overwhelmed. And they'll be really, sometimes people are emotional because they're like, I have been wanting this for so long and it is not worth it working. And I have spent all this money and I have spent all this time. And you know, they're just feeling really beaten down, you know, and they're telling me I've been working on this business for hours and hours and hours, and I've spent all this time on it. And as I'm talking to them, it'll be like, well, but they're like, well, I don't have a product yet. And my website's not actually done. And like, I don't actually do social media. And I'm like, what are you doing every week? Right. And a lot of times they're watching courses, they're doing course homework, and I always say in the mastermind, I'm like, we have a fuck ton of live calls in the mastermind every week. I'm like, you do not need or want to go to all of them. And the reason I say that is like, you want to be strategic about going, using what you need, and then you get back to work, right? And I always say the mastermind is like a gym membership. You don't join a gym and use every single machine and go to every single class at the gym. Like, that's not like a good use of your time, right? You decide, join the gym and you make a plan. I'm going to go to this class, right? Or I'm going to use these machines on these days. So you make a plan to get the results you want, and then you go home. You don't spend like 20,000 hours in the gym to get your money's worth, right? And so we have a lot of live calls, but I always tell the mastermind, I'm like, that doesn't count as like working on your business. That's like extra, right? So you've got to be very strategic in the time that you spend in there. I think it's great that we have a lot of support. Like, that's not what I'm saying, right? But I wouldn't ever think it's a good use of any member's time to go to every single live call every week, because we probably have 7 hours of live calls a week. I'm like, that's not like, you need to pick like two. Go to your top two, or however much time you have, right? Or listen while you drive or something, right? But you don't want to be using that as your working time. And then it confuses people because they feel like I'm working so hard. But I'm like, you need to look at your output. Like, it only counts as work if it's outputting. Like, you're outputting things in your business, you're creating assets, you're doing things, right? And then output and time aren't linked, because like I'm saying, like, somebody could spend 2 hours writing an email and someone could spend 20 minutes writing an email. The output is the same, right? Different time, but the output is the same. So you need to start auditing, like, what am I outputting? And then looking and being like, how can I double that? This is a really good challenge. Y'all want to make money? Who wants to make more money this year? Put one in the chat. You want to make more money? Right. I'm going to tell you right now what to do. Everybody's always like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. Okay. I would look at what you are outputting and see if you can double it. See if you can start doing your tasks in half of the amount of time. And like, this is a really good skill. It is a really good skill to have as an entrepreneur, to be fucking fast. Think how much money that saves you over the lifetime of your career if you can go from writing an email in 2 hours to 20 minutes. Every time you write an email, you're saving that time, right? Every time you create content or shoot videos, you're saving that time. Like, learning how to be fast is a very, very good skill to have, right? My little perfectionists are all like, oh God, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I haven't killed anybody yet, you guys, I promise. So, and they've done a lot of scary things in that mastermind. They'll tell you, like, it's not all like good. It's good, but it's not all like feel good all the time. There's a lot of times I think they would just want to barf them. Right? We just did the Next Level Life Summit. That was a lot of people's first time speaking at an event. Like, that is nerve-wracking for people. I know that, right? But it will be okay. And it, like Megan and I were saying on the last call, it does get easier. So the next thing I see between successful entrepreneurs and people that stay stuck and don't make it, successful entrepreneurs know the difference between their thoughts and the actual data. Our brains are so fucking sneaky, y'all. They're so sneaky, right? My brain does this to me. There was like a year where I was telling the team all the time, I was like, nobody listens to the podcast. The podcast is not a good use of our time. We should stop doing the podcast. Why am I doing that? Why am I spending my time doing it? Who has a task in their business they talk about like this? Right? Why am I doing it? It's just not even a good use of my, I don't even think anybody's listening, right? It's just not even. And finally, my assistant was like, have you looked at the data for the podcast? She's like, do you know that's like your biggest platform? Like, that has, you have more people on there than you have on your email list. You have more people on there than you have on your Instagram. I was like, huh. But what was happening was, I'm used to being live. So I spent a lot of time live in the mastermind. I was going live in the Facebook group, and I'm used to getting that instant feedback from you guys and seeing all your little faces. In the podcast, it's just Faith in her office by herself. Right. So I had this whole story about how nobody listens to the podcast and it's a big waste of our time and it doesn't do anything for the business. based on no data, right? Just based on all my fucking feelings about it, right? And then when I looked at the data, I was like, oh, like she's right. The podcast has consistently grown every week since we've had it. I've had it for years. It's a amount, it's a big platform for me as a small business owner, right? It's a huge asset to the business. But I was telling a really, really shitty story about it. And that's just one example, but it's really easy to take those stories and then it feels true. It felt very true to me that like nobody cares about the podcast and like nobody listens to it. And I was just like, this is just the facts I'm giving you, right? But it was just a story I had told myself so many times. It felt so real and so true to me. Right. And this is what I'm saying about brains are sneaky. They'll tell you things and tell you that you're like, this is for sure true. I should stop doing the podcast. Right. And if I had made a decision based on how I felt about it without looking at the data, I think I would have made a huge mistake in our business. Right. So the next thing is they know the difference between thoughts and actual data, and they change their strategy based on data, not on feelings. This is a hard one. Okay. And I can tell you guys right now with your 90-day plans, we just did this whole training. Y'all feel good about your plans. In a week, your brain's going to be like, maybe we should change it. Whose brain's already doing that? They're like, maybe we don't want to be on Facebook. Yeah, I see you guys waving. Yeah, I know, right? And what will happen is your brain will start to tell you stories about like social media doesn't work or social media is negative or this or that or all these reasons, right? All these stories, not based on any data, just on all our fucking feelings, right? And then what will happen is people will change their strategy, right? So they'll make a 90-day plan and they'll be like, I'm going to sell this product, I'm going to promote it on this platform. And they do it for a couple of weeks and then their brain is like, nobody's even on Facebook anymore. It's dead. We should change our strategy. And so they're like, okay, great. I'm going to do Pinterest. And they do Pinterest for a couple of weeks. But then guess what happens? The brain does the same shit to them. They're like, oh, it's never going to work. We should do something else. So-and-so said Instagram is the best place to be. I'm going to be on Instagram. And then they get to 90 days and they haven't tested shit because they've changed their strategy too much. It really takes, like, when we make a decision in my business to do something, this would be a good exercise for everybody. I don't really make any strategy decisions if we're not going to do it for a year. So, like when we launched Power Hour or we started sharing clips on social media, I think like I don't know, like 6 months ago or something, I really don't expect to see results from that type of stuff for like 6 months. We're just now kind of looking at the data and seeing what's going on with it and making some adjustments. And then I'll probably try it for another 6 months. And then at a year, I'll kind of really look at it and see, like, is this a strategy we want to go with the business or not? But it is really rare. I just don't do any strategies thinking we're going to get a result in a month or something. And I already have an established platform. So I'm going to get results faster than people that don't. Like, that's just the way it is. If I launch a new show or I launch a podcast, I can email all my little people and some of them are going to come listen, right? So we arguably like could get instant results from things, but I just don't expect it. I just don't expect it. I really like don't make decisions. When we launch Creator Camp, I'm like, I'm gonna run that for a year. And I'm not really looking at it to be like a huge revenue stream until that time. Like, because I know it takes time to build the offer. I know we have to practice marketing it. I know we're gonna have to learn ads. We're gonna have to do all these things. And so I just commit to working on it and doing it for a year. And I have very little drama because of that. Like, think how much less drama you guys would have if it was just like, I'm just gonna work and show up and do this and get it done. And I really don't expect to see any big results for a year. It's nice when we get them. I'm not saying we never get results. We certainly do get results before that, usually, right? Like, I think Creator Camp has done really well for us and the show has done really all that stuff, right? But mindset wise, I'm like here to stick it out and really test it and see what happens. If I change it every 6 weeks, we're never really going to get any good results on anything because I'm really not testing any strategy. Most strategies, the only thing that makes a strategy work versus not working for most things is like doing it over a long enough period of time. Like that is a lot of success for people right there. And most people don't do things long enough to get the result. They do it for a little bit. And when they start, they're excited. It's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be great. It's going to change everything. It's going to be amazing. And then they do it for a couple of weeks and those fun, good feeling thoughts go away. Right. And then they start feeling like, I don't know if it's working. I don't know if it'll ever work. And then they start feeling thoughts that make them feel worse. Right. Then they feel bad. And then they change their strategy to bring their belief back up. Right. So it's like they do a strategy for a little bit, they don't get instant results. the belief tank like starts going down. That feels shitty. Who knows what it feels like when your belief tank goes down in your business? It fucking is not fun, right? It's just like, oh, like I don't know if it's ever gonna work. They're not listening and they're never gonna listen. They're not buying and they're never gonna buy, right? All that stuff. And then it's like, I'm gonna change my niche. I'm gonna change my platform. I'm gonna change this. And then they get to think all those fun, good feeling thoughts again, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm on Pinterest and this is gonna change everything and it's gonna work. And I bet it's gonna be huge and I bet it's gonna be awesome and people are gonna love it and it's gonna be amazing, right? And they think those thoughts and they feel really good for about 2 more weeks, right? And then our brain starts being like, I don't know if it's working. What if it's not working? I don't know if it's ever gonna work. The belief tank goes down. They feel bad. What do? They change their strategy to change their thinking to feel better. Right. And so I never make business decisions to make myself feel better. And we want to make business decisions based on data, not on feelings. This is why I like making the 90-day plan. You just do your plan for 90 days. And then at the end, you look at the data and then you make decisions about what you want to do for the next 90 days based on the data without all the stories and drama. Imagine if you could cut all the stories and drama out of your business, how much time and energy you would save. So much room for genius ideas, right? Like so much more room in there. So this is Faith's big top secret productivity secret. Who wants it? To growing your business without losing your mind. I've lost my mind in my business a couple times. My team will tell you. If my team on here, they'll tell you. But I've figured out the secret how to grow your business without losing your mind. You guys ready? This really is like probably, I know this is like probably one of the biggest things I've ever done. This is my rule for life, you guys. Nothing lives in Faith's brain. Nothing lives in Faith's brain. So to-do lists, they don't live in Faith's brain. What needs to be done for the launch doesn't live in Faith's brain. What needs to happen, like what activities or meetings times, that doesn't live in Faith's brain. How to do certain things in the business, that doesn't live in Faith's brain, right? And as a business owner, I think a lot of times we overload our poor little brain trying to remember all the to-do things and all the things I need to do this week. And am I supposed to make content? And I need to make videos, but I need to make a product and I need to do a launch. Whose brain feels like that right now? We're gonna fucking fix it on this call. I'm gonna show you what to do. Okay. But nothing lives in your brain. Your to-do list does not live in your brain. Your notes does not live in your brain. The things you're in trying to remember from this training, it doesn't go in your brain. It does not live in your brain. I heard someone say the other day, they were like, brains are really good for having ideas, not for holding ideas. And I was like, yes, that's exactly it. The thing with being an entrepreneur is we need our brain for so much high-level thinking, so much high-level problem solving. When we overload them trying to remember, oh, I need to shoot a video. Oh, I need to talk about this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do, we have our to-do list living up here. Right. Then we're taking courses and stuff, and we're trying to remember all the things we're learning because we don't have a note-taking system. Right. And then we're trying to remember like when our podcast interviews are, or when our business stuff is, or when was I going to do office hours? And then the business assets and things you buy too. So your courses. So I kind of made these four categories. I put these in your homework too and in your Notion board. But I want you guys to decide how you're going to organize each of these categories of things. So you need a way to organize your ideas and your notes, right? So if you guys join the mastermind, we have the genius idea template in there that I love. I use it all the time. And anytime I have an idea, I just put it in there and I categorize it. But you can use your notes app, you can use on your phone, you can use a Google Doc. It doesn't fucking matter. I just don't want it in your brain. There needs to be one place you go when you have an idea that it lives, and then make another place for notes because you guys are on this training. I know y'all are nerds like me. So I know you're at other trainings. Make somewhere to put your notes so you can reference them later and you don't have to try to remember where your notes are. You don't have to try to remember what that training was about. You have it all organized. Get yourself a nice little note-taking organization system. And like I'm saying, it can be simple. It can be Google Docs in a folder, right? It can be very simple. So one place you're going to put your ideas and your notes and things you learn. One place you're going to put your tasks and to-dos. I made you guys a, oh my gosh, there's balloons on my screen. I'm so distracted. One place you put your to-do list. So I'm going to talk to you guys about this, but I gave you guys a bonus training on the Notion about how to set up Asana. It's like a mini training I did. About how to use Asana and set up Asana if you're interested in that. We just use the free version. That's what my team uses. And I also made you guys a Notion task organizer that I've been building for the mastermind, but I went ahead and just gave it to all of you guys for free. So, and I made a video of how to use that as well. So you just need a way of putting your tasks with dates. So it's like, what do I do and when? I'm a big fan of Asana or like some kind of digital project manager. But if that's overwhelming to you, you can use to-do lists. You can do, I don't care what you do, as long as you have a system that you consistently use that you don't fucking change all the time. Okay. You have to pick one and see it all the way through just for 90 days. I'm like, you don't have to do it forever. I'm not sending you to like, I don't know, Asana prison, but I'm just saying, like, just do one for 90 days. And then if you don't like it, you can change it next quarter. Okay. And then somewhere to put your meetings in your schedule. So just a calendar. If you don't have a calendar, get yourself a Google Calendar. And then if you have interviews or you want to do coffee chats or you want to do free, in my coach course, we talk about doing like free coaching for people to get experience. If you're doing stuff like that, you have somewhere to put it. You're going to be a business owner. You need to have a calendar. You just do. Right. And then you need somewhere to organize all your business assets. So this is like your courses, your apps, all the shit you're paying for. All of that needs to be organized somewhere. So it can either be on a Google Doc, it can be in an Excel sheet, it can be an Airtable. It doesn't matter. Whatever is the simplest, easiest thing for you to use. People always ask me like what the best things are to use. And I did make you guys in the Notion dashboard for this workshop. I made you a list of all the tools we use because I knew people were going to ask. But it's not like those are the best tools. It's just those are the ones we picked. That's it. Right. So any of them will work. There's tons of them now. There's like a bajillion apps, you guys know. They all more or less do what you need them to do. This is pretty simple stuff, right? It's a note-taking system, task organizing, a calendar, somewhere to keep track of all the things you buy. I gotta stop counting on my hands. There's too many balloons. Let's see. Yeah, and if you join the mastermind, you'll get the complete like business dashboard thing we have in there. So you will get all of that if you join. So, okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do your weekly content workflow. I'm gonna walk you through this, but we need to decide. You guys can put in the chat, how often are you going to post and where? And when are you gonna make the content? So if you're gonna post on Facebook 3 times a day, are you gonna make it in real time? Are you gonna do it on your lunch break? Are you gonna do it while your kid is napping? Are you gonna do it on your office hours on Sunday and pre-schedule them? We're gonna decide all of this as part of your plan and part of your homework. I made these example workflows for you guys. So this is one that used to be my old workflow I had like a few years back when I was still doing all of the things, right? But this is more or less what it would look like. So Monday, I would shoot my YouTube video. I would sit down and I kind of had a topic in mind and I would just shoot a YouTube video. On Tuesday, I would edit it and post it onto my YouTube channel. On Wednesday, I would create a blog post that went with the video. So I would just write a bunch about it. And I would also share, I would publish the blog post and share it on Pinterest. On Thursday, I would literally take part of the copy from the blog post and I would just use that as an email. And I would just say, for the rest of it, here's go to the blog post, go to the YouTube, right? So I would email out, I would take the text from the blog post, use that to make an email, and I would email the video to my email list. And then on Friday, I would share the blog post on social media. So I would just go talk about it on my story and I would post it on my personal Facebook. And that was my content flow. I liked having it daily like this. I have another one for you guys that need to do office hours. And I have another example that looks probably closer to what most of you are going to be doing. But I liked doing it daily like this, breaking it up. So I kind of had like one thing I would do every day that worked really well for me. I think some of this is going to be trial and error for you guys to figure out how you like to work. So here's another example, right? So maybe on Monday, we're going to batch and shoot 3 reels and we're going to post one under our account that day. And then we're going to schedule the other two to go out later in the week, right? So if I'm doing three reels a week, my reels are done, right? Then on Tuesday, I'm going to write and schedule my email for Thursday. So I know there's an email that needs to go out on Thursday. I'm going to schedule, write and schedule it on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm going to talk about what's in tomorrow's email. You guys see me talking about, who was I talking? I was talking to somebody about this, I think on this training the last time where we were talking about go on social media and say, hey, in my newsletter tomorrow, I'm talking about blah, 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 blah. If you would like to be on my newsletter, just send me a DM. I can add you, right? So on Wednesday, we're going to talk about what's on tomorrow's email on the Instagram story or on Facebook or wherever you are doing your promo. Thursday, the email goes out. It's already pre-scheduled. So it's like a day off. You're welcome. And then on Friday, we're going to brainstorm ideas for reels to shoot on Monday. That way we don't come back on Monday being like, oh my God, I don't have anything to say. Whose brain already would do that to you? I don't know. I don't know what to do. So this is how it would look if you have to fit it all of your work into one like work block. If you don't have a little bit of time every day like that, I used to just do it like in the morning, first thing when I got up. And I got pretty fast at that. I could like shoot a YouTube video in less than an hour and then edit it in less than an hour. So all that stuff, like really, it didn't take me long. I could write the blog post in like an hour, right? And spacing it out, like that was, I really liked. So if you have to fit it into a workbook, you're just gonna, or a work block, you're just gonna block your office hours. So maybe on Sunday, 9 to noon, your husband's gonna watch the kids or something, and you're gonna work on the business. And you're gonna shoot 3 reels and schedule it to go out the following week. You're gonna draft and schedule the email. You're gonna write the social media post promoting the email, pre-schedule in the app, or set a reminder on your phone. So you can either schedule it like on Facebook to post, but some apps don't have a scheduler in them, like a native scheduler. What I like to do, if you guys want to post things in real time, this is a good hack too, is I'll just set a reminder on my phone, like post a story, like post or post a thing, or and I'll have some stuff on my drafts, right? I would save the reels in my drafts and then I would set a reminder on my phone so I remember to post it, right? And then you can set a reminder to go off on your lunch break so you remember to post something every day. And that's a really good way to like stay on top of it in real time. Yeah, and then schedule reminders for story posts you want to make throughout the week. So maybe in this work block, we're gonna come up with ideas of what we're gonna post on social media, and then we're just gonna schedule reminders on our phone, right? And then you're done. Your content's done for the week. So you can do this, either all at once or in a couple blocks, or you can do it like I had it where it's just like each day kind of has a different theme, and then just test it and see how it works for you. No matter how you decide to schedule these things, just know your brain is not going to want to do it in the moment. It's going to feel fucking bad. Most of the time, you're not going to be excited to do it. Just like at work, right? When there's tasks, like you don't just do the tasks you're excited about at your job, do you? It's like there's just work you just have to do, right? So sometimes people, I think, overthink this stuff because they're like, what's the best way to schedule it? How am I going to get it done? You get it done by just deciding you're going to do it even when you don't want to. And I know that that is not a sexy answer and people don't love to hear that, but you guys know that's the truth, right? It's like if there was some magical system that just made people motivated, I think there'd be a lot more entrepreneurs in the world. But the reality is, it is hard to stay motivated. It is hard to want, you're not going to want to do this stuff all the time. Like that's just the truth of it, right? But I think you can partner with that part of yourself. You can be like, you know what? Even if I am tired or even if I don't feel like it, I still want to do it, right? You guys tell me, why do you want to have these businesses? Like, this is important too. It's like, why do you want them? Like, what does it do for you? Like, you get more time with your kids, you get savings, you get flexible hours. Like, what is it that really drives you? You need to know, and you need to remind your brain of that when it's telling you, I don't want to do this, and I'm not inspired, and I don't have anything to say, and I'm very tired, and I'm an introvert, right? That's what I was saying. Like mine always says, I'm an introvert. I've been on camera. I couldn't possibly write an email, right? I'm very tired, right? When your brain does that kind of stuff, we have to remind it, no, I do want to do this. This is why. Like, this is why it's important to me. This is why I care about it. This is why I want to do it, even when I don't feel like it, right? So let's talk about the task management. So nothing lives in your brain. I really, really want you guys to take everything out of your brain after this workshop and put it in some type of task management system. I don't care if it's a list, I don't care if it's Asana, I don't care what it is, but out it must not live in your brain, right? Nothing lives in Faith's brain. The team knows too, because if it's in my brain, it's going to get forgotten. So it's like it really cannot. I have way too much going on these days. It's like nothing can live in Faith's brain. All tasks go into some kind of task or project manager, right? And so the first thing I would do if you're setting something like this up for the first time is schedule all your reoccurring tasks. So that looks like, what do I want to do? Is there stuff you want to do every Monday, right? You can set those up as reoccurring in Asana. If there's stuff you want to do every day, right? Maybe you want to do your journaling every day, or in the mastermind, we have like a self-coaching framework thing you get that you could do every day. You can set your weekly reoccurring tasks. So that's like if you want to send an email every Thursday, or you want to make a certain kind of post every Friday. And then your monthly reoccurring, that would be like looking at your expenses for the month and looking at your income for the month, right? Looking at anything, any other metrics you want to look at for the month, your Instagram growth for the month, your stats for the month, anything you want to look at quarterly. So if there's any metrics you want to look at quarterly or anything you want to make sure you do, I go through quarterly and kind of like spruce up the mastermind portal. Can get kind of clusterfucky because there's so much stuff in there. So I'll go through every quarter and like spruce it up. And I like to kind of clean up my programs and see if there's anything I want to add. And that kind of stuff is on my quarterly reoccurring task. And then yearly, this is like taxes. This is like anything, like I'm, you know, having a meeting with my accountant, stuff like that. Like having, sometimes I'll have a meeting with Rebecca to talk about the year. Like if there's meetings you want to have every year or tasks you want to do every year, renewing, like there's certain for our Airbnb, Matt and I have, we have to like renew our licenses every year. That kind of stuff is in my task manager as a yearly task. And then you want to put like your projects. So those are just the recurring tasks to run the business, right? So like daily tasks might be like checking your customer service email, or going in your Facebook group and answering questions. Like those would be like kind of the normal day-to-day business tasks you have to do. But then on top of that, this is where people really get like whacked out, right? Because then on top of that, you also have to be able to plan and manage projects. So there's like the daily stuff of running the business, right? Of keeping everything afloat, your daily, weekly, monthly tasks that just have to be done to move everything forward. But then you also have to be able to create new products to sell. Who has that on their project list? You're like, I need to make a and develop a new product to sell. I need to do a launch, like do a sale. I need to do a flash sale. I need to do a launch. I need to do, these are projects that have like multiple steps in them, right? They're kind of like things that we have to spend some time getting done. So you have to be able to figure out a way to balance your recurring tasks with your projects. And if you don't have this stuff in a task manager, it can feel very overwhelming. And when we get overwhelmed, what happens? We do nothing. It's very, sometimes we'll do overwhelm, like, and it'll be useful for a little bit, and we can like stress work. Who does that? Where you're like, I get really overwhelmed and then I get a whole bunch done. That'll work for a little bit for some people, but eventually, even those people will get burnt out from creating from that kind of energy. We're going to talk about that in the belief section of the training. But I want you guys to come up with what are your projects just for this quarter, not all your projects in life, not all your business dreams, not all our, who does planning from an entrepreneur fantasy life? You're like, I'm gonna launch five products and write my book, and then I'm gonna launch a podcast. Anna, Christy, girl, you're killing me, right? I'm gonna launch a podcast, and then I'm also gonna do a flash sale every 2 days. It's like, right? And it's like we love like these. I used to do this sometimes at night. I would like lay in bed and I would like think about all the things I was gonna do the next day, and I would have like these weird like business productivity fantasies where I'd be like, I'm gonna get this done and I'm gonna get that done and then I'm gonna do this, right? Don't make your plan from your entrepreneur fantasy life, okay? Make a plan for the next 90 days that feels like you could actually do it, even if life is how it's gonna be. And remember, we're in a human body. Like I got a migraine fucking yesterday. It sucked, right? Like think about like there's human body things, there's kid things, there's life things, like there's all the things all the time. Like remember, right? Don't let yourself go into fantasy life. So if we're talking about the next 90 days, like maybe just one or two projects, okay? I'm not talking about doing like 100 projects here. I'm like, can we make your content flow, and can you get into the flow of that? For some of you, that might be enough. We might not add any projects yet. You might just get into the flow of like, let me get used to posting. Let me get used to talking on social media. Next quarter, I'll add in making my product, right? But like I said, this stuff is like juggling. Eventually, you're gonna have to be able to grow your audience, nurture your people, and develop products, right? I can't just like stop my business because I want to make a new course. Like that's not gonna work, right? But I have too many bills to pay for that. Probably all of y'all have too many bills to pay, right? It's like we can't afford that. So, and then you're gonna do your recurring tasks, your projects, and then your one-off tasks. So that's just like random shit you have to do one time. Like I just had to connect, like the team had for me to like connect the payment processor to like a new software they were using. Like that's just something I have to do once. So that stuff you can stick in your task manager, just one-off tasks. So you've got your recurring tasks, You just set that up once and they just come every week. They populate in there. Your projects for the quarter, I would go ahead and break them into small tasks and then assign the date and time to yourself. In Asana, you just assign all your tasks to yourself. And then when you hire a VA, you'll get to assign things to other people, which is really fun. You're like, you do that. I don't want to do it. You want to put all of your tasks in your planning system of choice. My team uses Asana on the free plan. I think it's great. It's super simple. If you're not looking for anything super fancy, I think it's great. It's just got all of our tasks with the due date and who is doing them, like, and by project. You can make different boards for different projects. And then the nice thing is it will generate a to-do list for like the day. So if I plan all my emails in a project and I want to plan like all my launch emails, right? I'll make that into its own board. And then I'll plan my podcast on a board, all the podcast episodes I'm going to do. Then when I go into my to-do list for the day, it just shows me the stuff with the due date for that day. And I just go all through all of that list and the team assigns stuff in there. So you can do that. And then I also made a task manager Notion template if you're a Notion person or you're just not wanting to learn a new whole new thing or sign up for something, you can just use that. You can also just use, a spreadsheet, an Excel sheet. I don't care what you use as long as it's not in your brain and you use it consistently. It means every time you think, I need to do this, you pull out your phone and you put it in there and you do not think about it because nothing lives in your brain anymore. Nothing, everybody write in the chat. Nothing lives in my brain anymore. My brain, your brain has too many other things to do. We need our brain to be doing revenue generating activities, not remembering, to water the plants or whatever. So let's talk about putting gasoline on the productivity fire. It sounds a lot sexier than it is, I feel like. I really love these. And I feel like the mastermind will tell you anytime people are like, I want to speed up, Faith. Like, how do I? Things are kind of working, but I want things to go faster. I'm like, are you doing the weekly and daily debriefs? So we have debrief sheets for you in the mastermind, but if you don't have them, just use these questions. I'm going to give you two of them. On Monday, I really think you should plan for the week. The reason I think this is because I don't want you guys spending time thinking about what to do. Who sits down at their desk and does this? Should I do this or should I do that? Or I could do this thing or I could do that thing. Or I should do this and I can do this. Or wait, should I do this thing? And then the next thing you know, an hour has gone by and you're like, wait, what? Wait a minute. Or you sit down at your desk and you're like, I'm going to do this random thing that I've never even thought of before. And then you spend an hour doing some random thing or watching YouTube videos to learn how to do it, right? And it's like, we're not really moving towards what we need to do. Before I sit down at my desk, I have ADHD, so this is like vital for me. If I sit down at this desk and I do not have a plan, like I'm talking like a checklist plan, and I sit down at this desk, it's game over. I have no fucking idea what's going to happen after that. I could be, who knows? I could have like a whole new business by the end of the day. I don't know what I'm going to do. Right. So I really, before I sit my butt in the chair, I have a list either on my phone, on Asana, or handwritten out. And I just sit down and follow my list. I do not sit down without knowing exactly what I'm going to do. Okay. So before you sit at your desk, plan what you're going to do in that work section and how long you're going to spend and what you're going to get done. You'll be amazed at how much that helps. And then Monday, plan for your week. That way, when you know what you're doing each day and you don't spend any time thinking about what to do, you just sit down and work. Think about how much time that saves because I don't ever have to sit here and be like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this thing? What should I do first? Should I work on this? Should I work on that? I just sit down and go down my list and then I sign off. And I leave the office. That's it. It saves me so much confusion and shiny objects and rabbit holes and all that stuff. It just really, 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 I really, really believe in it. So you want to make your plan and then just follow your plan. And then the debrief questions I put for you guys is just ask yourself at the end of the day when you're done working, what worked? What could I have done better? If you just ask yourself that every day, you will get more productive. You will get more focused. Like it is, you want to be regularly asking yourself every week, like what worked, what could have been better every day, what worked, what could have been better. If you keep doing that over time, you're going to be amazed at how much more productive you can get. So let's talk about your belief plan. This is really important because a lot of you guys know who already knows I could schedule all this shit all day, but I'm still not going to do it. Like, or you're like, it's a 50-50 shot. Or we'll put all the tasks in the project manager and never to be opened again. Right? That is not what we're doing here. So we've got to create quality thoughts, right? I always say if your thinking is lined up, all of the tools work, all of the planners work, all of the apps work, all of it works. If your thoughts are not lined up, none of it works. And we know this is true, right? Because how many of you have gotten like a new planner and your thoughts are like, this is awesome. This is going to help me stay so organized. This is going to be so great. I'm going to have everything in it. Your thoughts about it are great, right? You're like, this is going to be game changing to me. I'm really going to use it all the time. I'm going to make sure I put everything in there. And you use it for like 3 weeks, right? And it's like all great. But then you kind of stop using it, right? And you start thinking, like, I don't want to take the time to pull that out. And like, I don't want to like keep doing this. And I don't even know if I want to mess with this, right? And then the next thing you know, the thing is like gathering dust and it's really not working or helping you focus anymore. The planner's the same. The planner did not fucking change. Okay. Planner is the same. The only thing that changed is like you went from thinking thoughts that made you really excited to use it to thinking thoughts that made you less excited to use it, right? So the only thing that changed was like our thinking and how we feel about it. But the planner is the same. The planner still works if you think the right thoughts about it, right? And this is why people will constantly like buy a different planner, buy a different planner, buy a different program, buy a different program, buy a different app, try a different app, like all that stuff, right? And it's like you feel excited and it works for a little bit, and then your thinking about it changes and it stops being as effective, right? So you just want to be aware of that. That's all. You don't have to use it against yourself. It just means you have a human brain. That's it. It doesn't mean anything about you. We're going to talk about you using high quality thoughts to create action. So quality actions are created with quality thoughts and feelings. More quality actions, not more time. So a lot of times, this is a huge thought error new entrepreneurs have. I'm about to save you guys so much time. A lot of new entrepreneurs, they do the time fantasy that's like, if I could quit my job, I would have so much time to work on my business, right? Or my kids go back to school, I'm gonna have so much time to work on my business. And they're like, they have these like time fantasies, right? I'm gonna have so much time. I would have so much time. If I had so much time, I would have so many results if I had so much times, right? And I just don't see that to be true. Like, to be honest, I think a lot of people, you create results at the level you create results at. And so what I've seen a lot in my career is people will be like, I'm going to go all in on my business. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to go all in on my business, which is fine, especially if you have the money, by all means, like knock yourself out, right? But they'll be like, they'll think like, I'm going to get so much done on the business and I'm going to like produce all this stuff and do all these projects. But they still more or less, even after they quit their job, they keep producing and outputting at the same level they were producing at their job. So interesting, right? Because they thought like, oh, if I had more time, I would produce a lot more. But you produce at the level you produce at. You produce at the level like you are a producer, right? And so for most people, more time doesn't actually create more production for them, especially not at first. When they leave their job, they have to like learn the skills of producing more and outputting more, right? And that can take time. And so the thought error is like, if I had more time, I would have more results. And what I want you guys to think about is like, if I could double the quality of my actions, I would have more results. Same amount of time, not with more time. More time does not equal more quality, right? You can spend 2 hours writing a shitty email. You can spend 2 minutes writing a shitty email. I'm not saying your guys' emails are bad, right? But you get what I mean. It's like time does not necessarily make something more quality, right? So more quality actions, not more time. So then the next question is, Faith, how do I create quality actions, right? I got you, right? Quality thoughts create more action in less time. So you're going to create more quality actions with quality thinking. So here's what I'll say. A lot of you guys are going to be doing social media. Who's going to do social media in the next quarter? Some of you guys will have really good quality thoughts about social media, about I want to help people. I want to put things out. I want to grow my following. I want to do all this stuff. It's a business asset. This is going to be really great. It's a great use of my time. Some of you are going to have less quality thoughts about social media, right? People are like, oh, so negative. That's my favorite one to coach people on. You see me do that to somebody. Sometimes I'll ninja coach people. They'll be like, oh, it's so negative. And I'm like, is Facebook negative or are you negative? I think like you're being, they're like, oh, Facebook's so negative. And it's so interesting to me, right? Because I'm like, Facebook is neutral. Facebook's not good or bad or anything. Facebook's just Facebook. It's like you're negative, right? Your thinking about it is negative, right? And so I think it can be hard to create the kind of quality action you guys want when you're thinking, Facebook's so negative. I don't even want to be on social media. This is never going to work. It's a waste of my time. Who do you think is going to create better results? Like the first person that's like excited to be there and wants to help people and sees social media as like a calling and a place to do service work and a place to put good messages into the world, or the person that feels like, this is stupid, I don't know what I'm doing, Jessica's stuff's better than mine, it's never gonna work, right? And one of them will, even if they spend the same amount of time, even if they spend the same amount of time on stuff, their results are gonna be different because their thoughts and feelings about it are different, right? I really, really believe in this stuff a lot. After coaching a lot of people, it has like really solidified this for me, okay? And so if you're gonna be on social media, clean up your thinking about it. Find at least one thought that feels useful to you that you can go. We're going to make this in your belief plan in a second. So more time doesn't equal higher quality. This is the other thing I'll say. Sometimes more time gives you more time to procrastinate, more time to be confused, and more time for your brain to be an asshole, right? Because who's had to do this where it's like, I had the other day to sit down in the office and just crank out some work really quick before Matt and I left. I had like no drama about it. I had like no thoughts about it, no nothing, because I was just like, I gotta get it done, right? Whereas some days when I have tons and tons of time on my calendar, I'm like, should I do this or should I do that? Or I could talk about this to them, but I could also talk about that to them. And maybe I should do this, right? Whose brain does that? Where it's like, you know, it doesn't necessarily make our work higher quality. And then sometimes it'll actually make your work less quality, because then we spend more time being confused, doubting ourselves, beating ourselves up, thinking about how it's not that good, writing stuff and hating it, deleting it, doing it again. And it's like, none of this is creating more quality work, right? So for a lot of you, more time doesn't make something more higher quality. It usually just creates more suffering for you. And then this is the crazy thing, right? Then we still have our productivity fantasy. We're like, if I just had more time, everything would be different. And it's like, well, I don't know how to give you guys more time, right? I'm like, I'm not the Sandman. Like, that's not going to be, for most of you, you're not going to get more time. Like, most of you have maxed your time. Most of you are pretty efficient. You're busy people. You've got family, you've got work, you've got all of the things you do every day. Like, most of you have squeezed out the time you can for your business. So thinking about how we want more time and thinking about how much better it would be to have more time is just not useful to most of you. And then the reality of it is like, more time is probably not going to give you more results anyway, right? It's just going to give you more time to indulge in low quality thoughts, low quality thinking. So I like to think about it like this: action fuel. Action fuel is your thought plus your feeling that fuels the action while you're taking it, right? And you just kind of want to be aware of like, where is this action coming from? And is it coming from sustainable fuel? So sometimes I'll coach women that are really, really good at getting the beating stick out, and they'll just shame themselves so bad until they work on their business, right? They'll be like, you bought this course and you did this and you did, you have to like, you must write an email. And they'll get themselves to do it that way. But it's like, is that really how you want to take action in your business every week? Is that really how you want to build your business? You really want to feel shame and guilt and dread every time you work on your business? Like, we really want to be intentional about this, because this is what's going to make these actions sustainable. Like I said in the beginning, you're very rarely going to get instant results in business. Most of you are going to have to go after it and get out there and grind for a while. This is a fucking marathon you all signed up for. Okay. And you've got to look at like, can I really get up, right? And being an entrepreneur is really about being an optimistic dreamer. It is about like, I believe in this product. I'm going to get it to work. I'm going to get out in front of people. I'm going to make all this happen to myself. And you have to be able to hold that vision and hold that dream when there is no goddamn evidence. It's just like, there's nothing. There's no money coming in. Like, nobody commenting. Nobody's anything. Your family's like, are you okay? Right? When I left my 9-to-5 job, my family was like, are you having a mental breakdown? Like, are you okay in life? Right? No evidence it was going to work. Or very little when I left my job, right? I had made money, I think my business made money for 2 weeks and I quit my job. So it was not like a well-proven business plan that I had. Don't do that. That's not business advice, okay? So we want to look at our action fuel and just start auditing when you're taking action. And then the other thing that's interesting is if you guys have a day where you kill it, so you know how some days you'll have those days where you're like, damn, like I really did that. Like, look at me go in this office, right? You want to be like, what thought and feeling created that? Because I want to be able to replicate that, right? And what you want to start doing is being able to borrow those thoughts and feelings more often, right? And recreate those productivity, like killer blocks where you're really productive for an hour and you just sign off. That's like the best for entrepreneurship. It's like, can you sit down, get your work done in an hour, and just leave the office? Especially because a lot of y'all are doing side hustles. Like thinking about being in the office for 8 hours is just not realistic. So let's talk about building your belief plan. We want to build awareness around this stuff so we can start creating more of those high quality actions. So you want to start paying attention so you know the exact moment you don't follow your plan. I love coaching people on time, but I always say time and money are two of the most difficult things I coach on because we're so our thoughts about them are like, this is for sure the truth though. Like, I for sure don't have enough money and I for sure don't have enough time. And I have a lot of evidence for that, right? Our brains always think that stuff is it feels so true to us, all of our stories about time and money, right? You want to start paying attention to know the exact moment you don't follow your plan. So it looks like this. You're sitting down, right? And you sit down. This is great if you have your list. So you have your list, you sit down, you're going to do your first task, and then you end up not doing it. A lot of people kind of get in the back seat instead of being in the driver's seat of their brain, right? So their brain is like, I'm tired. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. That sounds hard. I don't know what to write. And then the next thing you know, they just don't do it, right? But you don't get to be confused when you make that choice. So this is what I want you guys to do. The first step, and it feels bad, but trust me, it works. The first step is you want to take ownership for the choice you make. So a lot of us passively decide not to follow our plan. Who does this? Where it's like, you're not really deciding not to follow your plan. You're just kind of like getting to the end of the day and not doing it, and then getting to the end of the week and not doing it. And then maybe it's a couple weeks and you don't do whatever it is you were wanting to do, right? But we're not really making an active decision like, I'm not going to follow my plan and taking ownership for that choice. We're just kind of like letting it happen and we're being very passive in our decision making. So the first step is you want to say out loud, you want to literally say out loud, I am making a choice not to follow my plan, right? And the first step, this is the first step. The first step to changing that behavior, if you're wanting to be someone that sits down and follows your plan and sticks to your 90-day plan, the first step is just noticing when you make that choice and just switching from a passive choice to an active choice. You don't have to change it, right? This is where it's miserable because people are like, I want to choose a different one. We talk about it in the mastermind, we call it the river of misery. It's like when you're aware of your decisions you're making. And you're still doing it, and you're like in the river of misery. But the first step is like, if you don't take ownership of it and you don't make an active choice, it's really hard to change a passive choice that you're not taking any responsibility for. It's like impossible, right? So you want to actively choose not to do it. It's much easier to change your decision making if you're being an active decision maker, being like saying out loud, I am choosing not to follow my plan. After you do that for a while, it's going to feel so fucking uncomfortable. You'll start to want to choose the other way. Right? You'll be like, but I don't want to choose not to follow my plan anymore. Like, okay, well, in that moment, you want to make a different decision. Like, you can always change your decision, right? But you want to actively make it. Don't let time passively happen to you. Don't just like stop following your plan and like let it all happen and that be like 3 weeks from now. Who's done this where you're like, oh, I'm not following my plan? So like you want to actively put it on your calendar and make yourself make an active choice to do it or not. This is why I love office hours. I get on to the mastermind about this all the time, but I love having you guys put office hours. If you also struggle with this stuff, putting office hours on your calendar makes you actively choose not to follow your plan or not, right? If it's on your calendar and your alarm goes off, then you have to actively choose to go sit your ass in the office or not, right? And you get to pick, right? The other thing I'll say about coaching, after coaching a lot of people on this, a lot of times when I coach people on time, it sounds like this to me. This is how people describe it. It's like, Faith, I'm sitting in a chair and I want to stand up and I know I can stand up, but I'm just not doing it. And I just don't know why. I just don't do it. It's like I can coach you, I guess, on why you're not standing up, but at the end of the day, it's like you need to just decide to stand up, right? It's just like that you have to just make the decision. It's like we could talk all day about theoretically why and like maybe there's imposter syndrome, but at the end of the day it's like you just have to make a decision to stand up. You're more than capable of doing it. And it's the same thing with the plan. It's like you can, I'm assuming that this is a physically able person, I'm sorry, is that a bad example? I don't, maybe I need to rethink how I tell that story, but I want to think about it as like something you're physically able to do that's easy for you and you're just not doing it. And then you're coming to me and you're like, I need you to coach me on why I'm not doing this. And I'm like, I guess I can coach you, but like you need to decide to stand up. Like you need to decide to do the thing, right? I guess I could coach you on why we don't follow the plan and why this and why that. But it's like at the end of the day, it's like completely in your It's just a decision. Like you have to make a decision to do it or not. And so the best way I've found to coach people on this is really switching them from active decision making, from passive decision making into active decision making about like, am I following my plan or not? Right. And I'm making a decision. I could choose to follow my plan, but I'm making the decision right now not to. And then what that does is it doesn't allow you to be confused about why. It doesn't allow you to be like, I just don't know what's happening and why is this happening? And I can't follow me. It's like you don't get to be confused. You know why you made a decision not to. That's all. It's very simple, right? And you don't use that against yourself to beat yourself up, but it's like you don't get to allow to indulge in being confused about why it's not working anymore. It's all becomes a lot more clear. So we're gonna figure out for your belief plan. I want you to think about what thoughts will make you less likely to follow your plan. Let's do this in the chat so you guys can see each other's. Put some in the chat. Which ones are less likely to follow your plan? I don't have enough time. I'm tired. I don't know what to say. Jessica's stuff is better than mine. Sorry to anybody named Jessica. I'm just draining. Yeah. It doesn't matter if I do it today, right? I'll do it later. That's my favorite one about the gym. I'm like, I'm gonna work out like four times this weekend. I can skip today. I'll make up for it tomorrow. I'll do two workouts tomorrow. I've never in my life done two workouts. Yeah, nobody's gonna see it, right? Doesn't matter. Nobody's gonna see it. That's a good one. I'll catch up tomorrow. Yeah. I'm so exhausted is an interesting one because I think there are times where we are physically tired and you need to rest. And I think that's a good decision to make, right? And then I think there's times where our brain tells us we're exhausted, but if you really check in with yourself, for me, I found a lot of times I really wasn't that tired. I just didn't want to do the thing, right? I always say, this is what I always say about being tired. I'm like, if Oprah Winfrey called you guys up right now, would you be too tired to do it? Like if Oprah was like, hey, I really need you to do this thing for my team and then like get on an airplane. I would be like, yeah, like I'm never too tired, right? It's like all of a sudden we're not too tired. So it's like, I don't know. I always think that's interesting when my brain's like, oh, it's so tired. I would be like, if Oprah needed this, would you be too tired? And a lot of times, sometimes the answer is like, yeah, I might be too tired, right? I might actually be exhausted. That's a real thing. Like we have human bodies, they need rest, right? But our brains oftentimes tell us we're really tired and we're too tired. And a lot of times when I started looking at that stuff, I realized I wasn't even that tired. My brain just like saying that, right? It's just like, oh, and it feels true too. That's how it's so sneaky, right? It's like, oh, I'm too tired. I'm like, you're right, I am. Yeah, it's not making me money anyway. It doesn't matter. Nobody's gonna see it. Not making any money. Who cares? Yeah, the plan isn't working. I need to change it. Yeah, Audrey. That's exactly the thing, right? These are just good things to watch for. We know what to watch for, right? And how many of you guys see other people's thoughts and you're like, my brain does that too? Our brains all, they're very predictable little brain gremlins we have up here, right? They all say kind of the same stuff. And then what thoughts will make you more likely to follow your plan? So we have thoughts, you know, there's just thoughts that make us less likely to follow the plan and thoughts that make it more likely to follow the plan. The game is to hang out less with the unhelpful thoughts and spend more time with the more helpful thoughts, right? I know what to do. That's a great thought, right? I'll figure it out. I'm really good at my brain always be like, I don't know how to do it. I'm like, it's okay. I don't need to know how to do it. I've figured out so much shit in my life. It'll be fine. I just want to see if I can help someone. That's a good thought, Melissa. Where do you get that? That's a mastermind thought. I just need to get started. Yeah, that's a good one. My brain will always be like, I think I said this when I started writing my book. It was like, if I can't write like 10 to 20 pages, it's not worth doing. And then I had to start being like, no. Like every paragraph counts. I just need to write one sentence. Like every little thing counts, right? I think our brains like to do this as human brains. I think they like to tell us if it's not a huge thing or it's not instant results, it's not worth doing. And we just want to be onto that, right? We just want to know we have human brains. Yeah, this will help someone. That's a good one. That's one I use a lot. I just want to see if I can help someone. My brain will be like, nobody likes you. I'll be like, I'm going to try to help somebody. It's okay, right? Your audience needs your approach. Yeah. All I have to do is take one step at a time. That's a really good thought. Some of y'all should write some of these thoughts down. So I want you guys to brainstorm. We're going to do one more brainstorm in the chat. I want you to think of easy to grab thoughts. Okay. So these need to be easy to believe when you're hungry and your kids are annoying and you're tired, We need to come up with some thoughts that are like when our tank is low, right? Because there's times where we feel great, right? And we do, maybe we go to an event or we watch something inspiring and we're all like excited. And a lot of those thoughts can feel true, right? Like, I just want to try to help someone today, right? That can feel like so true. But then there's times where like our belief tank is low and we're feeling tired. When it's hard to believe, when your brain, when it's hard to believe good things, what's an easy to grab thought? What's something that feels true? It has to feel true, right? Not something you can talk yourself into believing, but something you really feel true. That's why I like, I always do, like, even if I'm really tired, and even if nobody likes me, and even if whatever my brain's telling me that day, even if whatever, right? It's like, even if everybody hates me, even if this never makes money, I still just want to see if I can help somebody today. That always feels true to me, like personally, even if I'm tired, right? You need to find something like that. That's like it. This is why the big affirmations often don't work, because they don't feel true when you're like, I'm a millionaire and I'm born for this and I'm gonna do it. It's like when you're tired, you're like, yeah, no. Like your brain's like, I don't believe you. Like, this is stupid. I don't think so, right? Whose brain is like that? Who's got like a sassy little brain? You're like, I don't think so. Like, you don't believe that. Right. And I'm like, you can't gaslight yourself. You can't lie to yourself, because your brain knows if you're bullshitting. It knows if you don't believe something. So it needs to be an easy to believe thought, easy to grab thought. Yeah. Are you guys stuck on Notion? Oh, you guys are helping each other. Yes, one step is still a step towards the next, right? So it's like, even on days where it feels really hard, it's gonna feel hard. We already know it's coming, so we might as well get prepared. You know what I mean? There's no way any of us are gonna go through 90 days feeling fucking excited to follow our plan every day. We already know it's not gonna happen, right? And it doesn't have to be a problem. We can like prepare for it. And then when it happens, you can be like, oh, I remember her saying that I was not gonna wanna do this every day. Right? And grab some of your easy to grab thoughts. They need to feel true. Okay. So I put this in your Notion board too. So I want you guys to just decide where you're going to organize all your little things. Or if there's other things you need to organize in your life, like make a decision to do that. But take whatever is taking your brain space out of your brain and just decide, I'm going to put it in Notion, or I'm going to put it in a Google Doc, or I'm going to put it here. Nothing lives in your brain. We're going to create your weekly content plan. So you're going to decide where you're going to post and how often, what tasks need to be done to create the content. Remember when I was talking about, like, actually, when are you going to shoot the video? When are you going to schedule them? Like, and then you're going to decide when you're going to do all those tasks. I really want you guys to do this. I know this is kind of a lot of homework, but I really think this is like a very important, it's like we've come this far. Okay. And then add your tasks to your task management system of choice. It can be a pen and paper. I don't care what it is. It can be Asana, it can be Notion, but I want you to put all your tasks somewhere. So that's like going to be for the next 90 days where your tasks live, right? If you don't take me up on doing the notes and doing the calendar and all that, at least do the tasks. It will help you. You don't want anything living in your brain. Nothing lives in your brain. And then you're going to create your belief plan. So you're just going to come up with thoughts that are going to keep you from following your plan and thoughts that will help you complete your plan. I put this in the Notion board for you guys so you have it. I have an offer for you guys. If you're wanting to join the mastermind, you're going to want to stay on. Okay. So the Becoming Boss Mastermind is opening on Monday, but I do have a special thing if you guys are wanting to join for the first time. This is probably the best offer you'll ever get to join it. Inside the mastermind, if you liked this event, you're gonna love the mastermind, because this is like a drop in the bucket compared to the mastermind, right? This is like literally nothing compared to the amount of support they get. If you liked being in the community, if you liked having the group, if you liked being around other entrepreneurs, if you liked the live calls, if you liked the coaching that I was doing on Zoom, if you feel like that kind of stuff is helpful, I've really set it up so you make your 90-day plan, which you guys are already ahead because you did this event and you have pretty much have your 90-day plan, right? And then you spend all of the next 90 days aligning your mindset, taking messy action. And then at the end of 90 days, we look at your data, do a debrief, make a new plan, and you just keep going that way all year, right? And it's really nice to do this as a community because you have other people also working on their plan. Also dealing with the mental roadblocks that come up, also dealing with the life stuff that comes up. And being with the community, I think, really helps people stay accountable. Who has a hard time being accountable by themselves? You're not the only one. It is hard to get this shit done by yourself. It's hard with a community, but it's even more hard like by yourself, right? It's easier when you're around other people that are doing this type of stuff that you want to be doing, and it normalizes it because your brain sees people working on businesses that aren't making money yet or working on businesses that are making money, or it sees other people go from doing $0 to having big launches, right? And it starts to normalize that stuff for your brain. When you're by yourself and you're not ever around any other entrepreneurs, it just makes you feel like crazy town all the time. You're like, am I insane for thinking I can do this? Like, well, who do I think I am? Like, why do I even think this will work? Probably never going to work. I mean, if you don't have other entrepreneurs around you, it's going to be really hard to keep that belief and stay focused all 90 days. I'm getting ahead of myself. I can like talk about the mastermind all day because I love it. Let me show you this offer I have for you guys. I'm going to give you guys a chance. This is not something we're doing in the launch. This actually wasn't scheduled for me to promote until after the launch. But then I saw it while I was making the slide deck and I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if I just gave this to them? Like this now. And I went through and Kelsey had it all set up. So I'm going to pitch it to you guys. So this is supposed to be for the Becoming Boss bundle, but I'll tell you, I told Kelsey I would put a 30-day trial in here. So in addition to 30 days in the mastermind included with what I'm about to show you, you're going to get all these things, right? So you get how to legally protect. I can't read that top one because I have a bunch of stuff on my screen, but you guys should be able to read it. 80 plus thumbnail template pack. That's from Monica Froese. She's amazing. If you know her, she's like done, I don't even know, like millions of dollars of online. If you want to learn how to do like a Shopify store and online sales, Monica's amazing. A sales page template using AI, startup in 60 pages from Sage Grayson. How to create a thriving group full of your ideal clients. Lonnie was on my podcast. She's lovely and she's so personable and her groups are so engaged. So if you're wanting to get that kind of community engagement, that is an amazing one. Email list foundations 101, time freedom simplified from Rebecca Lara. Shout out Rebecca Lara in the chat, y'all. Rebecca's my business manager. So she's in the she coaches in the mastermind also. You get coaching with her, but you get a 30-day trial membership to her time freedom simplified membership. Summer template bundle, content that converts. Emma is amazing. You definitely want that content that converts. That's a really good program she has. Time freedom tech suite for coaches and consultants. So if you're wanting different tech tools recommendations, fuck the fluff, get paid. The No BS Copy Club for Melanie Childers. Melanie is a friend of mine. She's amazing. She's also a genius copywriter. So I'm sure that that's great. Your profit roadmap. The game plan from Carly Saunders. Carly used to teach in the mastermind. She's amazing. She teaches social media strategy. I'm sure that that's some kind of social media game plan. Soulful Writing Workshop, Ultimate Email Content Planning Bundle, Anna Crosby. Shout out Anna. Anna also teaches, if you join the mastermind, you get a monthly call with Anna, who's a copywriter, a professional copywriter. The A/B Test Chronicles, Quest for the Ultimate Tripwire from Kelsey Silver. Kelsey's amazing. She's a client of mine. Money Makeover QuickBook Audit. So if you're wanting to use QuickBooks, Digital Download of the Garden, Party Book. I don't really know what that is, but hopefully it's cool, right? Fearless. Does anybody know Celia? You guys put in the chat. Fearless Visibility, Energetic Tools for Entrepreneurs, Balanced Daily Life Coaching Program, one free month. Chris is great. The Complete Business System Guide from Danielle McGinnis. That sounds amazing. The Systems Lab from Miranda, Done For You PR Toolkit, Letting Go of Hurts and Pain, 30-Day Trial to the Becoming Boss Mastermind. Obviously the best part of the whole thing, right? Become a Sales Magnet on video, and Bundle Baddie Academy from Kelsey Bentley. You guys, and if you guys are already in the mastermind, you can't get the trial, but you might want to buy this just for Kelsey's course because I'm going to help her launch it. And we are selling that sucker for $200 and it is underpriced. Okay. So Kelsey does all of my events that you guys see us do. Like if you see us do bundles or summits, anything like that, Kelsey does all of it. And she has made a course that takes you through her whole process for getting speakers, naming the event, putting it together. If you're thinking, I don't want to do this social media stuff, the bundles is really how we've been growing my business. We have been getting so many leads from them. It is crazy. It is one of the best strategies I think there is right now is collaboration. And we've seen a lot of people in the mastermind do their own events, as do our events, and then go on to do their own events. So this, all of this, you guys, usually a month in the mastermind is $97, which I think is a fucking steal, by the way. And we're going to launch it on Monday and it's going to be $97 a month because we're not promoting this deal. This is a deal that I'm not supposed to be selling right now. Don't tell the team. I feel like tomorrow they're going to be like, what happened? Why is this? Why are there sales from this? A month in the mastermind is usually 97. It's 997 for the year. Usually all of the best bonuses, all of the best stuff are for the year plan. But this is a monthly bonus. So this is like a big deal that you guys are getting all these bonuses for the 97, and you can get all of it for $39. That's what I'm saying. You should just get it and get Kelsey's course alone is worth that. And you're getting Rebecca's membership and you're getting a month in the mastermind. I'm like, hello. I guess I got to give you guys the link, right? You guys want the link? They're like, hello. Yeah. Is that crazy, you guys? Don't tell the other people. Let me see. I got a meeting group chat. I did hide this link on your Notion board. If you go to workshop three, all the way at the bottom, it says like, I think it says like secret thing, or I tried to make it sound not exciting so you guys wouldn't look ahead. But it's at the very bottom of the workshop three, the link. And I also put it in the chat if you want it, right? So you can come in the mastermind, you can get when you join, you get instant access to all of our calls from the last 30 days. We just had a really good call with my financial advisor, who is also a life coach. We had a really good call about Facebook ads the other day. Allison Reeves coaches in there, Anna coaches copy in there. We have so many good calls. I just did a live Q&A in there. You get all the replays for that as soon as you join. And you can join now. You don't have to wait till Monday. So if you buy that offer I just put, you can join right now. So you'll be able to, it will email you the link to activate your trial, and then you'll be on the 97 a month plan, and you'll also get instant access to all those bonuses I showed you guys. This is like, I don't think we've ever done an offer like this, like at a launch. I this is like the best offer you're going to get if you want to join the mastermind. So this is just what's included. I just thought I would just go over what's included in the mastermind in case anybody has like questions or anything. You can also put it in the chat. There's a bunch of mastermind members on here. You guys get, as a mastermind member, you get exclusive members only bundles and summits. So we just did the Next Level Life Summit that had about, I think, 30 speakers in it, and it had 5 days of, or four days of speakers. And if you're a member, you get invited to do stuff like that, where you get to speak at our summits and get potential email subscribers. You get to be in our bundle. We did the Holiday Abundance Bundle, right? Where we all were in it and put our stuff in it and emailed our list. And then we're all growing our email list, right? You get community support. So we have an exclusive Facebook group that is very active and people are very nice in there. I really, really love our Facebook group a lot. I think a lot of people really appreciate the community that the mastermind has. And I'll say it's a little different than most courses you guys are in because we have so many live calls and I like literally talk to people on Zoom. You're going to feel like you know people in there because you're going to start seeing them get coached. Or if you listen to the replays, you'll hear them talking about their launch or talking about what's going on with their kids or talking about, you know, we have people come on the call and talk about, you know, their kids are being sick or something really hard is going on, and I'll help them make a strategy for their business. Right. And then you'll see them come on later and like give updates and all that stuff. So it's a little different than normal courses, I think, just because we have that live component. You'll really start feeling like you really know people in there. We have a ton of business strategy resources in there, everything from like building your email list. You get all of my live events I've ever done. You get the everything, like just so much stuff. There's email list building, there's product creation stuff, there's event stuff, there's summit speaking stuff, there's and all of the business training you could really want is in there. We do new live coaching, training, and co-working calls every week. So we do two business retreats every week. The business retreats are really cool because you work on one area of your business. So we just all get on a call. They're led by one of my team members, and they lead the call. And you just focus for an hour on one specific thing. Maybe it's planning. We'll have different topics for each one. So it'll be like planning a flash sale or doing your welcome funnel or writing emails or different ones. So that's really nice. We also have just general co-working where everybody gets on Zoom and works on their business for an hour. And then we also have the live coaching calls on Zoom, which I did with you guys the other night, where I was like talking to people about, I'll coach on anything. So on those calls, it's really like, whatever you need help with, you just come to the call and I'll try my best to help you. And then you also get coaching calls with Rebecca, who's my business manager and amazing. Anna Crosby is coaching in there again. She's a copywriter. My financial planner coaches in there. You get one call with them a month, each one. So there's a lot of different live calls. And then we have guest workshops, Lots and lots of live calls. I think I showed you guys the Google Calendar the other day, but I would say there's probably 5 to 7 hours of live calls every week. If you can't come live, you also get the replay. As a monthly member, you get the replays for 30 days. We do quarterly planning. So you create your 90-day plan and complete it with the community all together. You get my mindset course. So I really think this course is like worth the cost of the mastermind. It's worth the $9.97 for the year. But it is like how to make decisions, the decision-making framework, the self-coaching framework. All if the mindset stuff I was saying was resonating with you, you're gonna love that mindset course. It has everything in it. It has a ton of modules in it about procrastination, about decision-making, about all of the mindset stuff, right? And then we also offer monthly challenges. So every month we try to do a different challenge. Sometimes it's team challenges, sometimes it's like a bingo challenge, sometimes there's different things that we do just to try to keep your momentum going, right? And keep you accountable. We call it like Bizcoin, but you put in $15 and then you set a goal for yourself. And if you hit it, you get your money back. And if you don't hit it, then we take your money and we divide it to everybody who did hit their goal. So we'll do stuff like that just to keep people motivated. Right. It sounds silly, but it's like when you're doing stuff like that every month, it just keeps you engaged and keeps you moving forward and keeps you taking action. Right. It's a lot easier to keep going, I think, when you're around other people who are also working hard, also trying to stay focused on their plan and deal with life and deal with all that other stuff. So I coach in there twice a week. So you get a Tuesday Zoom call with me and then a Thursday Q&A where you can submit questions and then I go on live and answer them all. So you get a lot of access to me. I have a little video for you guys about the mastermind if you want to hear about it. It's from some of our members. Some of them are on here.
About me since being in the mastermind is replacing my full-time income with my business. I had an audience when I came in and I was nurturing them, but I was not selling. So the mastermind helped me come up with a plan to sell often and to evaluate what's working. And having that piece in place has just
we can't hear. Something happened.
Oh, thanks for letting me know. Let me see if I can. I thought it would play the sound, but maybe.
It did play it for a minute and then it stopped.
Okay. I must have just been picking up on my mic, but because I muted my mic. But let me just, if you guys could hear it, then let me just put it like that.
I had an audience and I came in and I was nurturing them, but I was not selling. So the mastermind helped me come up with a plan to sell often and to evaluate what's working. And having that piece in place has just exploded my business in ways I can't even describe. I know it can be scary to invest in yourself and invest in your business, but the value of the mastermind is seriously unmatched. No matter what you're going through in your business, there's either a module or the community, or you can get coached. I think this is the best support you can have as an online business owner.
I can tell you in one word. Amazing. And I know it sounds cliche, but trust me, I'm being super honest when I say that when I came into the mastermind, I was welcomed with open arms, and everyone in there has seems like a friend that I have known for years. And I have done more in my business in the past 2 months than I did in the whole previous year. Starting a business is scary. Surround yourself with the best. Attend one of Faith Marais' free events, then times it by 1,000, and that's what this mastermind is.
If somebody was on the fence about joining the Becoming Boss Mastermind, I would tell them to ask themselves one question, and that is, are you ready? Because this program is going to change everything. It has radically changed my life in both the business sense, but also in the personal development sense. I am not the same person I was when I joined, and you won't be either. So if you're ready for that, this is the place. Business-wise, the Becoming Boss Mastermind has helped me get some really incredible results, like growing a social media following to over 300,000 followers and hitting my very first $20,000 month. But on the personal level, it's also the Becoming Boss Mastermind has helped me heal some pretty significant trauma. And I was never expecting that from this program, but that is truly the power of it.
My favorite part about the mastermind is access to a wealth of information when you need it. I watched a lot of free trainings in the beginning of my business and realized that there were 1,000 moving parts to a business, and I didn't want to have to pay for each individual moving part until I was ready to address that in my business. And I didn't find that offer anywhere. They just offered a piece of the puzzle. And with the mastermind, you have access to the entire puzzle that you can piece together whenever you need. And it's amazing. I recommend this to everyone I know because it's been so influential in my business.
Just join the mastermind. That's it. Just come and join us. I promise you, it's going to be so worth it. And where you're at now is going to be so different than where you will be in a year, 6 months to a year. I promise you, it's so worth it. And you're never going to want to leave. So come join us. We can't wait to see you inside the Becoming Boss Mastermind. And I look forward to meeting you and cheering you on in your own journey. So come join us. The Becoming Boss Mastermind has just helped me figure out what the heck I want to do and what my strengths are and my passions are. When I started 3 years ago, I didn't really have a website. I wasn't really good at the tech stuff, and I was scared to death about getting on the camera. Now I love the camera. I love getting online and interacting with my clients and my audience, and I'm so excited to see what year three brings for my business.
This mastermind is different from other programs I've been in because of the amount of support and help that's available. She does not gatekeep anything. Everyone is there to help support each other. Everybody's there to help each other win. There's no competition. There really is just a group of people that are there to see you shine, to see you success, and will do whatever they need to do to get that done. It's not about filling her pockets. It's about helping everyone fill their own pockets. So I love that. If you're thinking about joining the mastermind, just do it. Take that leap and do it. The price is phenomenal. The support you get, the services you get, the help that you get, it's like nothing I've ever experienced before. There's so much. The community, the women that I've met, the work I have done. I've been in this mastermind since last August, and the amount of work that I've done in, 6 months is unbelievable. Just do it. My experience in the mastermind has been amazing. I've gotten so much work done. I've met so many people. My confidence has grown. I feel much better about my business and about where my business is going. Having that support there is so great, so awesome. And there's a lot of things I wouldn't have been able to do without that support.
All right. Yay. Thank you guys for making those videos. I do really appreciate everybody that sent those in. So that's that. Yeah. Somebody asked in the chat, can members get, they're like, I want the bonuses, but the mastermind trial, we rarely do mastermind trials anymore. And they're only for new members joining for the first time, right? Because if you've been in there, I'm like, you don't need a trial. You know, if you want to be there or not, but sometimes we'll do trials every once in a while. We're doing them less and less, but I wanted to give this offer to you guys. We're going to be launching it later next month, but I thought you guys should get it. You should get the bonuses if you're going to join. Let's see. I think that's it. I think that's all I have to share with you guys. I hope some of you guys will join and we'll see you in there. I'd love to coach you and help you with your plan. If you want support, if you really want to focus on your business and grow it. And like I'm saying, that $39 offer is like a no-brainer. You should just do it and come in for a month. And you can see, for yourself if you want to be in there or not, right? And if it's not for you, it's no problem. You can always cancel your membership. You just email the team, info@faithmariah.com, and just tell them, you want to cancel, and that's it. And they'll cancel your membership. But hopefully most of you guys will want to be in there. I really think if you commit to being in there for a year and you commit to doing the work, I have a hard time seeing how you're not going to get some pretty serious results. I feel like the mindset stuff, the mindset framework we teach, the business strategy, I try to teach, I've been online running online businesses now for almost 8 years. I've made over $600,000 just as we've been on Kajabi selling digital products. Right. And so I know a lot about sales, but I really try to make things simple so it doesn't overwhelm people. I really try to do simple business strategy with the mindset piece to keep you focused, keep you going, keep you making progress month after month. Yeah, Kaylee says, I came in on a trial and it was clear within a week I was going to stay. It's really such a great membership. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody. So thank you guys for your support. Like I'm saying, That bundle is like no joke. Like Kelsey's new course in there is amazing, and that's worth $200 alone. So you guys are getting that and the trial for free. Let's see. Do you guys need the link? I can put the link one more time if you want, and then I'm gonna go. And that's not gonna be part of our launch. This is just, I don't know. I just saw it in the back end and I wanted to give it to you guys in case you wanted it. Thank you guys so much for being here. If you're not joining, thank you for coming to my event. I hope you'll come to more. I try to do one every quarter, right? And I try to do them before we open mastermind doors. I'm like, I really want to get people ready to join and get them ready to like get in the community and hit the ground running. I want to give people a chance to see what I'm about and my style and the coaching and like just kind of get a little taste of all of it. And so if you're not ready to join yet, come to the next event in Q3, right? Just keep coming in. I'm like, you should come to the free events anyway. Why would you not? And then these replays will be available till Sunday night. And make sure you guys, please don't make your team captains chase you down. Please update them on your stuff, update your points. We want to keep doing the team challenges for you guys. So please help us out and make it like sustainable. If all of my team captains like won't come back, it's going to be very hard for us to do the challenge again. So please be nice to them. Please make their job easy. They're the best. And I appreciate everybody so much for your participation and making this challenge so special. We've got a couple more little challenges we're going to drop over the next couple of days. And then you guys have till Sunday to complete everything. And Monday we'll do award ceremony and the doors will officially be open. If you want to join on the yearly plan, that'll be open on Monday. And I'll do the whole pitch and the whole thing about the mastermind on Monday. If you have questions or you want to hear more about it before you join, that's totally fine. Come on Monday and I'll take you through all of, there's a lot. It takes a while to go through all of it because there's a lot, but I'm happy to do that too. So we'll do that on Monday. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Thank you guys for being here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye everybody.